My church is USP.
I'm in the parish church of Saffron Walden, beautiful building, goes back to the 15th century, and I'm joined by
Reverend David Tomlinson.
And your role here?
I'm the rector.
And we're actually in what was a chapel. We're standing in front of a sort of black tomb.
It's the tomb of the Lord Chancellor, Sir Thomas Audley, who was very prominent in the court of Henry VIII.
Now, is this a connection with Audley End?
Yes, it is indeed. There's a strong connection with Audley End. The tomb is a monument of national significance. We're about to move it into the North Aisle, give it a more prominent feature in the life of the church, easier to access, but also it needs to be renovated as well, so we're going to get that work done at the same time.
His role in the history of England wasn't very nice?
He's supposed to have a very black heart. If you look at the slate on top of the tomb, it's black. The saying goes that his heart was as black as this tomb. He was instrumental in condemning St. Thomas More and also helped Henry to get rid of Catherine of Aragon and Anne Boleyn. So it's part of the Machiavellian political intrigue of the court. There's no bones in here, so it's more of a memorial monument to him, really.
We move on from this chapel into the main part up by the high altar, which itself is pretty spectacular, isn't it? Beautiful stained glass windows, lovely colours.
Beautiful colours, very vivid colours. It's Victorian. It depicts the birth of Jesus, the baptism of Jesus, the cross, the Last Supper and the empty tomb. And above that is the ascended Christ dancing in the clouds. So very evocative pictures.
And above Jesus, are they angels?
Angels above, yes. You've got the angels and the saints. You've got the depiction of heaven.
And then when we turn round and we walk past fairly traditional choir pews.
Yes, we've got a very strong choir, 70 in our choir, robe choir, very high quality indeed, one of the crown jewels of the church.
And passing the organ. Now, the organ, when it plays one particular tune, I suspect everybody in the congregation knows in particular, it's a tune named after the town.
The tune's called Saffron Walden. It's played to the hymn Just As I Am, which is a very famous hymn.
And actually, that was written by somebody. They just sort of were passing through, I believe.
That's what one source says. He was cycling through the town, fell in love with it, and he always named his hymn tunes after favourite places he'd visited. And he loved Saffron Walden, so he named that particular tune after this particular town.
What was his name?
Arthur Henry Brown.
He didn't write the words, though.
Now, Charlotte Elliott wrote the words some 50 years before he wrote the hymn tune. Very proud to have a hymn tune named after the town.
Down the nave, lots of pews. This is really a very big church, isn't it?
It's cathedralesque in size. It's got a wonderful sense of scale and grandeur. It has a seating capacity of 750 people, and it's full at Remembrance, pretty full on Easter Day, and we're full twice Christmas Eve for our lighting the Christmas tree services at 4 and 6.
We're really very close to the west door at the moment. Yeah. This is obviously one of the points at which people come in, visitors. In fact, they're coming in at the moment. I can see people. And as we turn round and look towards the high altar that we've been very close to, this is really quite spectacular.
This is probably the unique selling point. If you watch people come into this building from the West End, as two people have just done, there's a wow moment as you enter the building. You come up the steps, you enter into the big wide open space, which is very bright and lit. You've got the altar ahead of you, the rood screen with a depiction of the crucified Christ, and the scale and grandeur of the building. It's mind-blowing. So it's a wow moment. I think if you look at the visitor's book, it's the sense of awe and wonder engendered by the building, the light, the space, the grandeur, the scale of it. And it's always open from dawn to dusk.
And two people have just walked through the door. And your name is?
Rachel Stone.
And where are you from, Rachel?
East London.
Rachel's father, Clive Stone, from Long Stanton, Cambridgeshire.
First time you've been here?
Indeed, sir, yes, yes.
When you walked through the West Door, what was your impression?
Quite fantastic. We visit a lot of churches because my dad's a strong believer, and this is we've seen quite a few this week. It's quite amazing when you walk in and you see the high ceilings, and just it's just, yeah, it's quite fantastic. Awesome.
I would second that emotion. Spectacular church. I think we are well blessed in this country with magnificent buildings. Praising Christendom, which our ancestors looked after and were more holy than what we are today in this secular society.
But when you come into a building like this, does it make you think about God?
Yes, it does. Talk quietly, walk quietly, think profoundly, pray faithfully. Yes.
That's what's said to you when you walk in, isn't
yes,
it? It's a little
is.
Poster.
Yes, and it's very relevant.
My Church's USP.